I still have not updated my passport, but it is actually terrifying. The idea of going to a country, and then again, I guess goes back to the passing question. In some countries, I'm pretty terrified about not passing as a man and having to answer some very uncomfortable questions about security people. And again, going through security and maybe getting pulled aside, I don't know, for some extra bodily check, you know, who's going to do that to me? Like, I think all of these things that a lot of cisgender people take for granted can actually be super terrifying for trans people, because you never know what reaction you're going to get, and you never know how authority figures are going to interact with you. And in some parts of the world, it is pretty dangerous to travel as a trans person as well.
Julie?
I definitely ran into this earlier in the year when I went to America, which most people would assume would be fine, but it really is not with regards to trans people, especially with their latest body scanning technology that can pick up on anything and gives them the authority to question you if they detect any sort of anomaly, in air quotes. I would also recommend if you are medically transitioning, any medication you take with you, have valid prescriptions on you for those at all times, as well as a letter from your doctor. It basically, be prepared for the worst, but still hope for the best, because I was very lucky in that regard. When I traveled in January, it was surprisingly smooth sailing, but then again, I do have the privilege of actually passing, which, as Roy said, is very important for safety.